What's going on, guys? It's your boy B Spellman here today with another one from Afrotech. It said something very interesting. It says with the rise of AI, 4.5 million jobs performed by Black Americans could be distributed by 2030, report says. Okay, Black America. It says, as there is already a lesser amount of Black professionals compared to their counterparts across industries, it may come to no surprise that they are feeling apprehensive about the trend of artificial intelligence. In October, a survey conducted by CharterWorks showed that 53% of Black respondents shared that they are afraid of being replaced by AI, while the number of white respondents concerned was 39% per Insider. I'm a little nervous about this AI as an employee and a consumer, one Black respondent said, according to Insider. I have a feeling that it will be a mayhem and a huge inconvenience. Prior to the spike in AI's popularity in 2019, a study from McKinsey shared an estimate that AI would dispute 4.5 million jobs done by Black Americans by 2030. Per the study, and the future automation is likely to replace fast food services positions, which Black people are overrepresented in. While there is a fear of AI in the Black community, stats also show that there are individuals who are being hands-on. According to the CharterWorks survey, 45% of Black respondents are utilizing, utilizing AI platforms of their jobs, and 61% are looking forward to the technology future. Numbers such as these can lead to more potential opportunities instead of losses if more people quickly leverage AI. During Afrotech Conference 2023, Karen Palvin, Senior Vice President and Chief Equity and Inclusion Officer ServiceNow, expressed that now's the time to start actively building towards an inclusive future for the technology. By 2030, there will be a 23 more jobs in AI, and now it's the opportunity for us to get in, use our voice. Palvin said, we need to be represented for sure. At the session, she also pointed out within the AI industry, becoming prompt engineer is one of the top roles considered exploring. To learn more, watch the video below. But yeah, guys, I totally agree. AI is going to be a problem. It could be a problem or a benefit. My thing is, like, there goes Black wealth also. Hopefully Black Americans can not only learn AI but also get the jobs so they can use, or they can use in those, in their Black businesses. Hopefully you won't affect the voices of Black Americans, but Black Americans use AI as a microphone to voice their opinions, their concerns, and increase their lifestyle as a tool, not just something that they're handcuffed in. Hopefully it could be a tool to get them out of poverty. So that's why I look at it. But until next time, guys, be amazing. Hello, What's going on, guys? And happy late Thanksgiving. I hope y'all Thanksgiving was gravy, such as mine. Today we got another one, you know, coming from Revolt. It says the black men discuss why they aren't quick to be vulnerable about their problems at Revolt World. This story is by Aria Bell. Okay. It says, according to a few hip-hop artists who are special guests at Revolt World, black men don't like to be judged or deemed weak for sharing their feelings. Royce, the 5'9", moderated a panel that included G Herbo, Styles P, Fivo Foreign, Dr. Jeff J. Rocker, where they focus on how mental health fits into the culture. Following the men talking about how being prepared for what came with being famous, they dive deep into how culture factors society expectation in the hip-hop community after the way the mental health is perceived and addressed. Chicago native G Herbo expressed his sentiments about how it's expected for men, especially black men, to show themselves in a strong realignment light since they are supposed to be providers, which has had a negative impact because humans are complex and have a range of emotions. We are stigmatized because as a black man, every man could attest to this, I need help. We ain't asking nobody for nothing. We just learned that that's generational trauma from our fathers, our grandfathers. You don't ask no man for nothing. We look at it like a weakness, the PTSD rapper disclosed. Like me coming to you, knowing you give it to me out the kindness of your heart. We are still ain't even gonna come and ask for help. If we got the help, we got the resources, you lean on somebody. We not lean on them. You feel what I'm saying? We need it. What else is saying? This caused Five VO to jump in the conversation to propose a couple of the other reasons he personally doesn't feel safe to open up when he's struggling with a situation in need of assistance. You try to get help from somebody later and they end up throwing it in your face because they have had intentions, the New York native said. You tell a girl your problem, whatever you're feeling, and blame, she get to arguing with you. She start arguing with you and she starts to throw it back in your face, the drill rapper added. After debating about hip-hop artists not only rapping about their trauma, but solution, Styles P chime in to defend the genre. We don't give ourselves enough credit in hip-hop. We are the genre. We are here right now talking about mental health. When me and you was coming out, I'd be 49 in November. It was that niggas crazy and that's it. Yo, that MF for crazy. That niggas crazy. Everybody had an uncle that needed, had mental health problems. All you said is that nigga crazy. And that's where it was. But now today we got a room full of people. We're talking about mental health and it's the hip hop genre, he said. That's interesting. And that's also true. What else? So you have to look at the bad things, but you have to look at the good things too and take that into consideration. But we're doing right now, I don't see rock and roll doing this right now. Yeah, I know I don't see jazz doing this right now. I don't see heavy metal. I don't see all these other genres that see us doing it. the Lost Group, remember, then talked about the understanding that it typically has to be a balance in everything, so the focus shouldn't be only songs and hip-hop that promote growth and healing. You gotta focus on the positive, say we're doing what we have to do because we are talking about mental therapy. And I don't think it's so much of a stigma. I really think it's just the fact that blank thing about it. If yourselves, how many of your homeboys you actually tell your problems? So you're not even used to telling people you love what's going on with you because you so much in struggle. Of the ones who's chasing the dollar, the juices for life owner explains. So it's not just a stigma of you're not familiar with telling people you love how you feeling. You ain't gonna be just open book and running talking to a stranger. Someone has to teach you that that's okay. And that's probably more safer, and you probably say more shit than you want to say because you're not worried about hurting nobody's feelings. He continues, so we're becoming an open book, and it's gonna continue to keep growing because, as you say, I'm glad to be soon to be 49-year-old man looking at you, Dr. Rocker, a young black therapist. I appreciate that. That's one talking to all these people. So we, yeah, have a lot of work to do, but we already moving forward. So let's salute ourselves. Wow. That's very interesting. Yeah. Let's get into the comments of this article. One comment says, hope everything turns out okay for them. They try so hard to contribute. Another user said its problems are no worse than any other man. Which I think very understanding comment from a commentator. He says the world is backward at times. The people who have been systemically put in disadvantage or called looking for a handout. If they ask for help in the meantime, if blacks were different from a group who experienced everything remotely closed, the world would be having a save them all contest. Society has done a great job of shaming the ones who continue to be disenfranchised and helping those in far lands at home. May God bless us all. Wow. What's my point of view? Black men have been like disadvantaged of speaking out how they feel inside because that's what they've been raised. You know what I'm saying? Black men, if at least they're opening up, have they always been aware and opening up? They always have been. It's just that people are not able to sit and listen because everybody got their own opinions about before they even get a chance to fully explain themselves, they got something to say. So I think that as rappers, you know, like you said, other groups and different music genres, which we can see they need help too, like jazz, they be spilling beans. And heavy metal with cocaine and drugs. As much as hip hop talks about drugs, we got drugs and the rock and roll, heavy metal, techno, and every music form. There's some form of drugs they're talking about, and their songs or what they experience during their concerts and dealing with women and drugs and fame. I mean, that's across the board. But, we have a problem. I'm glad they're opening up. I'm glad they're, just people. It's a shame that black people are finally noticing it, which I think, like, they haven't been saying it for nothing. This is what's been happening. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to their, you know, our uncles. Like, hey, that dude crazy. Why is he crazy? You know, that man need mental health. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just him saying he crazy. Like, no, that's, we need to find what's going on with him. So, but that's my two cents. And until next time, guys, be amazing.